Stage is now set, right, ladies and gentlemen, and distinguished members of the media in the Republic of Ghana. The stage is now set. The final showdown will happen. We have concluded it is between John Dramani Mahama, former president, one-time president, who is seeking a second term, and the current vice president, who is going for his first term. Now, it's an interesting conversation because the MPP will never mention breaking the eight as a major point. You remember when the NDC was trying to give Mahama a second term? They were not mentioning that it is NDC second term. They kept on mentioning the Mahama second term. They were not mentioning that they are done with the eight. Yes, the people try and break the eight. And if you had Mahama, Bawumia drawing his acceptance speech, he said breaking the eight is not just about breaking a partisan government. It's about continuity. It's about the development of this country. It's about the future of this country being safeguarded. And those are the wonderful words he put in there.
And I'm sure
on the grounds, there's going to be a contest.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if anybody had... I don't know why Bawumia said that, but because, I mean, the circumstances of today would not support that claim.
That what? They need to safeguard the...
Safeguard what?
Because, you see, we made some progress.
Based on happenings today?
We made some progress, and COVID plus was the...
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, you're singing the usual song.
Yes.
Yes.
COVID, I mean, and the COVID-19, other one. There'll be Russia, a third Ukraine. One that was coming up soon.
No problem.
If Israel continues in this current bombardment, in
no problem.
Three,
yes. No problem. That's why I'm saying that. I mean, to be very honest with you, I'm sure Dr. Bawumia himself would admit that, you know, that bit about is about our future. The current circumstance doesn't support that.
Mm. But who would you trust to remove us from this current circumstance?
Well, I mean, whom I would trust would not be the situation today. I would make my own decision when the time is.
But it's between John Mahama and Mahama.
That's because you have decided that nobody will contest the presidency again.
Yeah, but who else?
You have decided nobody will contest the presidency.
Yes, but I mean, this is... But the Republic of Ghana.
But the truth is that...
It's a fourth republic.
The truth is that...
Yes.
The truth is that one of them will be president.
That's true.
One of them will be president. Mm-hmm. So you are right by asking me who I will vote for.
So
but I won't tell you.
Yeah.
I won't
I'm not saying. I say, who do you trust?
If I tell him, means I'm telling
you. To run affairs into the next year.
If I tell you,
and make us weather the storm that we are currently in.
Relax,
who do you trust?
Relax. If I answer that question as you want me to,
yes,
I'll be telling you how I'm going to vote. So I won't tell you.
Ah, okay. Trust will determine the vote.
Yes, I would give you all the this, then allow you to go and make your own decision.
Okay.
So, but I started by telling you that for Dr. Bawumia, going forward, he must desist from our collective future, and we want to break the eight because he didn't mention breaking the eight again. He should talk about what he will do without reference to breaking the eight. And the fact that it's not just about him, it's about us. Because the happenings of today suggest that he and Nana Akufo-Addo have run this economy down. You shared that document with me, that article about the tale of three countries, Sri Lanka, Ghana, Zambia. They say policy
must... I didn't interpret the article to you. I said...
But you shared what you shared, and you have read it too. What does it say about Ghana? What does it say about... You will not recall. But it's obvious today.
But among the three, Ghana is... Ghana one of the blind.
the one-eyed man.
Ghana was that one-eyed man in the midst of those three.
So, look, the evidence today is that all the promises made by Nanado and Bawumia, the promises... made mostly by Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia, the evidence on the ground does not support all the promises made. So going forward, he should not, and I was happy that he talked about how he's going to be his own man with the guidance of God.
Yes.
Going forward, he must admit the problems we are in today. Admit the problems and begin to proffer solutions. Let us judge your solutions with Mahama's solutions and decide.
So for me, it even goes beyond that. It goes to the track record that both of them have. And that's the beauty of the 2024 elections. Mm. For the first time in a long time, we have two people.
Tell you he was not president.
Huh? Yeah.
Tell you he was
that's
not president.
No. That's not the one in charge.
His people argue. When they are talking about his achievement, they have clear projects and clear deliverables that they attach to him. Mm. That he's done. I mean, you heard them articulate...
Digitalization.
They mentioned... What?
NAPCO.
They mentioned the, what do you call it?
The Ghana card.
The Ghana card. Yes. They mentioned Ghana Post GPS.
So the NIA didn't do anything.
But he spearheaded. It was all policies that were designed and implemented from the vice president's office. Anybody knows this, right?
I'm not disputing it at all.
Everybody knows that. Mm. And so my point is that as for that, we've crossed it. In fact, it is when you listen to him that day,
yeah,
he listed the things that he has achieved.
And that's where the problem starts from.
But that's my point. That the beauty of the 2024 elections is that we have two people whose record is the whole thing
to compare.
Normally, when you're going to an election in an eighth year, on the second term of a government, you have
a new person coming on, and somebody in office.
But here's the thing. I mean, I say for Bawumia, he's a victim of his own success. He's managed somehow. Our vice president, you know, sometimes you struggle to link things to their name.
Do clean-up campaigns.
You know, exactly. Ceremonial, you know, that kind of thing. But for him,
like chair police council,
and he himself accepts it. The things is done. So now we're going to list him. Of course, now Danado is gone. We're going to list the things, and we'll list Jomama too. And then we'll do campaign. In fact, you saw the flyer that was being circulated already.
Yeah.
So for me, that's what the beauty. That's why this next year is going to be beautiful. But it's also going to be brutal. In the ring, pound for pound. See, the thing about human memory, I think it's Domama who said that Ghanaians have a short memory, right? You have to go back to 2016.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, 2012 to 2016 to try and remember what Jomama had did.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is more difficult than having to recollect what happened.
Now,
yeah.
That is Dr. Bamia's challenge. But also comes down to the strategy that his people adopt. Their success in reminding us of the challenges that, you know, Jomama also encountered in the 2012, meaning 2012 and 2016, will be crucial. And I listened to the deputy general secretary of the NDC who said they've compiled Bawumia's speeches, right?
Mm.
And they're going to be releasing them, possibly even buying airtime to play Bawumia's speeches in the past.
Imagine the 2014 lecture. The uh-huh. Central University one.
Yeah.
Be replayed to you.
All you have quoted SMCA is to bring money to a media house and say, yes, just play it.
I want to do lecture. Please, you just tell the people that this is a backdated lecture and that it's being replayed again and the vice president is the chairman of the occasion.
For me, that's where the excitement is.
And you see, that's where, I mean, I agree. That's where the problem is going to be. Look, now, this is the point. But you see, as much as Bawumia is, and I mean, you can see that he's associating himself with the successes of the government, of this government. And I've had some people within the NDC even say that, you know, some of these things, i.e. the Ghana card and everything, you would not see the benefits today, but you will see it subsequently.
Yeah, but so everybody knows that an identification system that works.
It's the way to go.
Evolved societies.
Yeah, but you see, but this is the point. If you pick and choose.
But how is that a Bawumia legacy, though?
That's the point.
Because we've been trying to do.
We've been trying to do this
ID on card.
But he delivered it.
Yes,
I had one, which got missing. Yeah, he's created that name.
This is what somebody should tell the Bawumia team. You cannot identify yourself with the successes of a government
and with just the failures
and detach yourself from the failures.
It comes with both.
Yes, it comes with both. It is the reason I say that. Look, and also because Bawumia has perfected his political speaking and public speaking and everything. He knows how to throw jabs here and there. It is in his own interest to admit. It's like going into a rap battle with Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
He tells you, that I'm a white guy, and so what?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say next? It's up to you to admit. Now, if you admit, even if somebody says, why do you admit your failures? Admit the challenges. Don't call them failures.
But in his speech, didn't he do that?
He admitted that, general. Admit them and now begin to proffer solutions. I'll tell you what Mama Yariga said sometimes when I interviewed him years ago. He said, and that was before the 2020 election, he said the NDC is not going to win the election based on the failures of the NP, but also based on what it tells Ghanaians or what the NDC tells Ghanaians. Today, based on the problems we're facing, one, and this is Bamia's challenge, one, because you are part of the government. How do you tell us you can do anything different that you haven't done already? That's where he needs to convince us.
The beauty of that question is it applies to both men.
Yeah.
And the balance.
Yes. Because you've been government before.
Exactly.
This is where.
And that's where the short memory comes in. A lot of young people who are going to be voting for the first time, and that's why you can see Alan Chairman.
So he's running 8 years since Jomama left office.
Oh, already?
Yes. Yeah. And that's why you see a lot of you see Alan Chairman running to a lot of the young people. Trying to get him onto his side. If you're John Mahama, you should also target the youth Because today, hate it or love it, people make the point that, hey, inti MPP febu amai bonipama yekodo mahama hobiu. That's what they say.
So
if you are, yeah, so I mean, see, this is the point too. So if you are John Mahama also, because the NPP that promised heaven on earth has failed to deliver, you don't go and remind us that when I was in power, I was doing this, my friend. Move on.
You know,
move on. Move on and
better future.
Move into the future. Because when I was in power, I did this. When I was in power,
because me, for example, the young people I speak to, you see, we are in different time zone. They might not have traveled to other countries, but they know what happens there.
Oh, they know, yeah.
They read the standards that happen there.
Yeah.
Be in university.
My 10-year-old is now studying something called global perspective.
Brilliant.
They study all these things across
the world. So you cannot deceive them that you are blessed with such incompetence that you can always fail and others are supposed to be better off. They will need better answers from you. And the stakes are changing. They no longer accept the things we say, oh, well, we are an underdeveloped country. We are doing our best. No. They believe that they are similar to those in Sri Lanka, those in other parts of the world who are making the big time, like those in the US and other places. They are not patient. They are not going to wait and listen to your stories. It is the reason why a new dawn should come on board. Something different. Something that is going to energize the people to feel. Because every year that we have had, and we are going to have a lot of them voting this year, every year that we have had new voters coming on board, what is their vision? They want to make change. Which goes against incumbent. Because they don't want to maintain the incumbent. They feel you've done your part. They remember what you have done. I am looking forward to a time where these two parties will compete on the best ideas.
You don't think next year we'll get that?
No. See, next year, there's nothing that these two parties will tell me that they have not said in the last 16 years that I don't know about.
But they see that again.
In fairness,
and
I
remember,
mean, listen,
you know,
and I'm not sure they have the magic wand.
You remember who launched the MPP's manifesto in the last election in Cape Coast?
It's not Bamia.
Exactly.
Yes, I remember. I was there.
That's my point. And it sort of makes the point that we are emphasizing about Baumia's success or ability to be so prominent as a vice president is also his greatest weakness. So all the manifesto promises, of course, we'll do manifesto tracker, which we'll do. We'll go and take the manifesto of 2020. Yes,
and track one by one.
Which one did they do? Which one did they fail? And we'll mark it in numerical terms and whatever. Then you go back to 2016. Okay, you go back to 2012.
Yeah.
When Mahamatu launched this.
Yeah.
To 2016. To and also compared, because of course, you know, that period is also. Yeah. And if you like, you can even go back to 2009. Mm-hmm. When he was a vice president.
Yes.
Right? So he was a vice president, just like Baumia.
Yeah.
And then tracked that first 1 year. And then he migrates to become the president. Mm-hmm. Tracks that second term. And then you do a comparison. This is going to be beautiful. Like, so you can take the economy, right? And put it side by side. The John Mahama indices, as a chairman of the economic management team, between 2009 to 2012. And then the Baumia economy between, and just do the picture in picture and just list the things. Yeah. It's so objective, right? If that is only what is going to influence people's vote, I don't know what the results will say, but I think it's going to be very interesting. You know,
no, I get your point.
But that is when
you are using the rational choice theory of voting.
Yeah.
We know that's my sociological.
That's my point.
There's even a psychological, and somehow some two mixed up in between the two.
But you see, what Evans is about, what he's talking about, and this is the challenge you're going to, you, Evans Mensah, and Raymond seated here, including myself, this is a challenge we're going to get in. Because if I am to do that analysis, I just would not do wholesale and say, oh, this is by this percentage, this is by that percentage. I will put the mediating factors and everything
like
in
COVID.
There. I'll put like everything in there. Etc. I'll look at how much you got over the period, how you used it, and what's played on
how much revenues you get in.
We'll put all of those things in place.
No, which is a better way of actually adjusting the metric.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I am not going to. I mean, so if.
But having said that point, though, I'm quickly thinking if the Baumia Press people are listening to you right now, they'll quickly jump onto COVID.
Yes.
Unexpected. John Mahama never had a pandemic.
No, but if you jump onto COVID, John Mahama consistently said, we were experiencing doomsaw. through an act of God. Nobody wanted to believe him, but that was the reality.
But they accept it, though, for the record.
But that was the reality.
But that was you see.
Again, we rejected it. I remember we were laughing at the man. Yes, remember, but we were laughing at the man.
It was true that it was
an act of God.
It was an act. You accept that
the eruption that happened at sea on the pipe.
On the pipe, yeah.
It's what they are saying.
It lasted for. They fixed that.
Yes, subsequently we realized what's a money problem.
3 years. Come on, stop.
One pipe.
I'm saying. Hold on. I'm saying.
No, but in all fairness, we are still having the impact of COVID today. I'm saying. So we can't say that COVID ended.
I'm saying he would remind you of that. Once he reminds you of that.
But I honestly don't think NDC will ever mention Doom Song.
No, but to be fair, I'm not saying that. But because NDC, people will mention it. But to be fair, you know that by end of December 2016, we had enough capacity.
That's true.
And by the end of December,
that's what Kwabena Dunko says he solved this up.
In fact, Kwabena Dunko solved it.
And the next year's budget, we admitted that.
And Baumia, again, that's where the problem is. He's on record to have said, because you caused Dumso, we don't have to congratulate you for solving Dumso.
Okay, so admission that it was solved.
Admission that it was solved. But today you would say it wasn't solved. And that's why I say, look, this election, but this is the point. If you dwell so much on the past, how many of us remember? How many of us? The new voters who are coming, they know Nanado and Baumia. Anybody who's 10, 18, 19, 20. He knows Nanado and Baumia. If you tell him that Mahama mismanaged the economy, he doesn't know Mahama.
He was around 10 or 11.
10 or 11.
When all of these Dumso and other things were happening.
Look, it's the problem of CPP. When you tell me about Kwame Nkrumah, I didn't meet Kwame Nkrumah. What do I know about? So what's this?
Unless you read it.
I read it. But you're asking me to read something and based on that vote for you. So, look, I say the elections for us who look at the records. And say, but even there, a lot of us would say, we've heard this before. We've heard that before.
Yeah, and that's actually the approach.
And that's the problem right now.
You see, that's why I was saying in the beginning that I think it is beyond this election that we may start to get real, realistic solutions to our problems. Because in all fairness, there's nothing new that the MPP will tell me that will convince me that they have new ideas for the economy. I hope you get my point. Because the ideas that were put on the table Winston, before 2016, the kind of fleshing out that was done, the kind of promise for a better future. I know people, hardcore NDC people, say, well, listen, I'm NDC, but let's give people the opportunity.
Yeah, you're right.
The country. Yeah. So, but where we have gotten to today, it doesn't appear at all that the problem with the same set of people giving you something is that you have, in your mind, written them off as not being people who can deliver on their word. So whatever fresh thing they tell to you, there's something deep within your heart that tells you that, Charlie, this guy is telling me another whole story.
I have a diabolical question.
Okay.
So that point you just made, who does he affect more? John Mahama or...
Actually, it affects both. And that's
I get it. He affects both. But I'm saying, who does it affect more? John Mahama or Baumia?
Winston,
you have been asked a question.
I am asking you to bring me out. You are saying that's the question.
I think that because of the time, it affects Baumia the more.
Because it's fresh in our minds.
It's fresh in our minds.
Yeah.
And that's where that's the Baumia problem. And that's why I say that it will be in his own interest too quickly. Whenever you start, he admits and he moves on. But this is what we are going to do.
Which will be wonderful. So that I don't dwell on it.
Admit and move on.
Because in this republic, when you give oxygen to something, people dwell on it. So then they will find it from different angles.
He's a politician. Is he capable of admitting?
Evans.
The way you guys have
Evans,
proposed it.
Evans, look. Let me tell you.
Oh, he can. If you know that's going to win the election.
You can admit.
Politicians can do anything for the vote.
You can admit the problems we're faced today. Of course, he's admits. Generally. But you can admit. And even go and say, yes. We agree. We are in deep problems. But that is when, if you are able, and from now, if there's anything that can help Dr. Baumia, he must let Nanado leave. If what his members have been going in the naked dark and have been telling us that he's not in charge, they're not allowing him to work, is anything to go by, he should let Nanado allow him to work. From now till December 2024, so that at least you see a change in the economy.
Mm.
Because if you don't see that change,
in fact,
and you come and tell us, oh, but, I agree, but we won't mind you.
You are going to December. Isaac Osmensa, who leads research at the Office of the President, says June.
Yes.
By June, if people have not seen, in fact, I asked him, the most important thing that will decide the election. See, for Bamia, his biggest ticket will be the economy being fixed.
Mm-hmm.
If by June he has not fixed it, a lot of people that have made up their minds will be useless pursuing the agenda.
So that's what he needs to do. He needs to ensure that from now till June or July, Nanado and his team leave the management of the economy to him.
Yeah. Mm.
Let him transform the economy so he can now come back and
let it be visible that his ideas are now in charge. Even if he shows prospects, see, that's the difference. So let it be known that the man is in charge of the economy today.
Mm-hmm.
Then it should show prospect of a better future.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, oh, if we switch to Bamia, we have a brighter and a better chance of being prosperous as a people. Mm-hmm. Because if you have a terrible record, you have to battle the record before you show more weight. But if you can show proof that, oh, when now, for example, there's an announcement today that Dr. Bamia is now actively running the finance ministry, then our finances start taking shape, then we are making progress, the inflation is descending, then interest rates are also coming down, then we are getting better monetary policies in place, fiscal policies in place. Even if it's just for 6 months, many will say, oh, it's true. This man, when allowed to operate on his own,
and
without a big boss,
and that is why, like by now, Nanado should have let the finance minister go. So that you know
somebody new
person in there.
So if you suggesting that
go,
yes,
and then vice has get a significant say in who was appointed.
Yes. Exactly,
brings in his own man.
Nanado should be doing that if he if he means anything.
If he really wants to aid Baumia's agenda,
he should let Ken go.
I agree. That strategy will work.
He should let Ken go.
Everybody blames Ken.
Something drastic must happen.
Yes.
Something must give.
And that is why I agree with Dr. Ishmael Yamsin when he told me that the next 1 year, the first thing the president must do is to trim. This is an opportunity now to do that radical reshuffle that he's been avoiding.
Because he has nothing to lose.
And in doing so, he must have Baumia at the table and they take the list and they cross. Who do you, you know? So Baumia needs to get, but again, this is the president. As for our president, in terms of his strongman credentials, he comes very close to Rawlings.
He's so much stronger.
Yeah, and I doubt he will allow that to happen. But that will be in the interest of Baumia, in the interest of the party, in the election.
And you know the accusations sometimes people level at Kufuor for not aiding Akufo-Addo win. You know that some of the things they say, oh, Kufuor did not do this, did not do that. Even though Baumia is his own man, people will level accusations at the president, Nana Adamu Akufo-Addo, for not doing everything possible, reasonably possible, to aid his endeavors. Mm. And this is how you show that you really want to help the guy. If nothing drastic happens, I'll not lie to you.
Baumia needs
help. I am coming from a perspective where I say, oh, really? I mean, I've heard this before. I've heard this before. It's going to downplay a lot of wonderful ideas that would have come into play to help out in this case.
Mm.
So if you don't change something happening, oh, well, I mean.
Let's read messages. Today we have plenty of people watching you. They're not Ghana people. They're not politics, though. You have 416 people watching you on, I think, Joy News, and 416 people on somewhere, and Joy FM. Anyway, thank you all for watching. Let me go through your messages. Selassie Chikata, there's a conversation that they've started with Domi Ibrahim. Says, when are you going to see something? Okay, Adam, Seth, I don't understand your comment. Okay, so there's a whole back and forth that is happening between the two of them.
Yeah. So should I bring you the other messages here?
Yes, please.
Now, this one is actually from, okay, so Pidofiwa Madina says, watching you live and clear inside Indianapolis, Kumasi, Kumasi Town, also Kesben Johnson. You know, I thought that was the U.S. place, right? The main location, keep up the good work. Okay. Richard Vomawo says, sad that we are even discussing how possible is it for us to elect our failed leaders back into leadership. You heard what you say. You guys are trying so hard to repackage Bamia to us. Say gaslight.
Okay, so now I pulled out the thread, the debate. Mm-hmm. Dash came and said, there's so much MPP government has done, and the whole world will see. Then Kofi comes, yeah, it's true. Like sending the CD from 4 cities to 12 cities per dollar. And then Edem comes and says, when are you going to see something we cannot see now? Are they hiding them from us? Dash comes back and argues, Kofi, Seram, where was the CD when Kufuor was handing over to NDC in 2009? What took the CD to $4.1? 4 is to $1 by 2016. Even though there were no world economic challenges. And Dash comes back. Edem said, I don't understand your comment. Okay, so there's a whole debate that's going on. Very healthy one indeed. Jones says, how can you belittle JM this way? Everything that JM promised, he delivered. Everything that Bawumia promised, he failed. Diverted and turned mute over them. John Dramani Mahama is simply the winner. Joel says, if the fundamentals of your presidential candidate for 2024 general elections is weak, the electorate will expose your party to opposition in 2024.
Okay, so this one says, Abdulaziz Abdulrazak, who can allow him to work? That's also another question. That Ken here is your Ken. And agenda setting has started. This is Olives Edem. Abdulaziz says, very hard for Bawumia. No, it will not work. So Patrick Parry says, these guys can't go and take money from NPP and come and sit on radio to deceive us this time again. Oh, okay, first, we are not on radio. If you are referencing us, at least you should be factual about it.
David Obri says, Mahama said he won't pay teacher and nursery training allowance, even when he still will lose elections. Is he ready to restore it?
Let me say that.
Ready to restore teacher.
But what economic sense would that make?
Wow.
That you're going to pay teacher and nursery trainee for what? Can't they also go for loan like their brothers and sisters?
Yes,
tertiary institution. Are doing? That policy, if you ask the NPP today, they will tell you it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Why would you pay? And that's why it's always in arrears. In fact,
in any case, we pray that to go and stay home.
I am expecting that to be scrapped in the budget.
That's true.
They should scrap that.
Haji Suwari says, Bawumia's people say he was never given the chance to work as vice president, but some people
if you take the success, take the blame too.
He's been the most hardworking vice president, which is which. Dash says, 61% for Dr. Bawumia come 2024. Is an agenda. Anyway, look, there are many of your comments here, and thank you for joining us. As to the verdict, I think the question I asked, I think you answered the question.
He
could not answer.
Which question was
the
that?
The question is, the analysis we're making, I was asking, who does he affect more?
I don't recall the analysis. Which one was that?
Enjoy the rest of your evening.